Let's go to the far western end of the UP. Talk to Gus again this week at Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. And I appreciate some of your time. How things been?
Well, things are going great up here. We've got it nice and cold out there for stiffening up the lake nice.
That's always a plus when you don't have to worry so much about getting stuck here and there and keeping things firmed up, obviously, at the boat launches and access points. So that's the good news. I got to tell you, I did hear, even though the ice is in fantastic condition now, sounds like things are pretty slow on the UP's largest inland lake, Lake Ogebic.
Well, I'll tell you, the guides are still catching fish, but they're not killing them. So there's some biting out there, but the guys that are weekend warriors are struggling a little bit. But, you know, 3 to 6 fish days, stuff like that, it's not too bad. Could be worse.
So we're talking specifically about the perch, I assume.
Yeah, that's what everybody is pretty much targeting right now.
So nobody's targeting those big slab crappies? I mean, I love eating crappie, too. Don't get me wrong. I'll take a perch over a crappie, but it's a close second.
Yeah, there's absolutely nobody that even targets crappies out here. Or big northerns, too. We got big pike, and the Berglund Bay is pretty much dead right now. Everybody's out in the flats just targeting perch.
All right, well, I mean, it is what it is, and obviously you got some nice walleye in there, too, that seem to be getting a little bit better and better as the fishery improves, but that doesn't matter if things are slow. Things are slow, right?
Well, I'll tell you the good news is a lot of the perch fishermen catch a lot of small fingerling walleye, so that's a good thing down the road. We're going to have a nice hatch in a few years, so they are repopulating good on their own.
All right, that is good news. Well, let's talk real quick about those that are finding success with the perch, even though it's very slow right now. It sounded like downsizing and slowing your presentation was key last week. What can you tell us about this week to help people try to find more teeter pigs out there?
Well, one gentleman came in and bought some red jigs, and he said the insides of the perch were full of bloodworms right now. That's like a mosquito larvae, so you got to change colors and just keep working different techniques for them.
Now, you got those special jigs that you paint there, right?
They're lead, but they're kind of unique. They got a gill dot on the bottom, and we've been making them for years out here. But a lot of folks are using the tungsten Wonder Bread. Those are really productive right now, and anything small.
And they're buying what bait from you right now?
Wigglers and a few waxies. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to talk to you about some of the other lakes in the area. Plus, I want to give a reminder about just cleaning your trash up, too, when you're out there. I guess this is that reminder now, but I want to hit that again in our next outdoor report, too. I'm assuming you got some COs writing tickets out on Lake Ogebic. So can we get back with you later this hour?
We sure can, yes.
All right, we'll be back in touch with Gus at Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund and continue this Lake Ogebic and other lakes in the western UP later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.